Let's go out to the Ryan Fuels and Downstairs Convenience Stores guest line. Truly steps beyond convenient. Hell of a Bellator card coming up on Saturday night live and exclusively on DAZN. We go and talk to the president of Bellator MMA right now. That is Scott Coker. Scott, thanks for the time, man. Really appreciate it.
Glad to be here.
It's a hell of a card you got going on, man. Michael Chandler against Pitbull. Michael Chandler is one of my favorite fighters. He's been a staple in Bellator for a long time. These guys got a lot of bad blood that seems like it's been heating up during the week. Does that make a fight week more exciting when you know that these guys not only are fighting for heavy stakes, but they seem like there's an actual rift there?
You know, I tell you, there's a lot of heat on this fight between the two of them, and it's exciting to watch, but also it's a little bit stressful because at any point you hope that these guys don't start trying to hit each other, and we've had extra security. We've moved Patricio to a different hotel and trying to keep them separated as much as possible because there's that genuine bad blood between the two.
That's got to be an odd conflict, though, as a promoter, because you know that stuff does sell, Scott. Like, but we have seen it gone too far in mixed martial arts before, but there's got to be two sides that weigh. Like, you obviously don't want these guys getting into too much trouble because they got to make fight night and they got to ultimately do it in the cage because that's where they get their checks. But man, that stuff is buzzworthy and gets fans talking.
Yeah, no, exactly. I mean, listen, I'm not opposed to, promoting, but at the end of the day, like you said, we want to have the fight in the cage on Saturday night, and it's going to be an amazing fight. Both these guys have knockout power. Both these guys have great wrestling, great submissions. I mean, it's when you're 145 pound champ, it's calling out your 155 pound champ. And it's personal because of the knockout of his brother. So they start jawing at each other. It's an intense situation, but you're right. You don't mind the promotion, but you want to get there on Saturday. And I told both those guys yesterday at the press conference. I said, guys, no one gets paid today. No, everybody gets paid on Saturday. So let's just keep it clean, boys. And they did. So it'll be exciting, intense action on Saturday.
You guys have gotten more back to the tournament format, and you have this awesome thing with 50 Cent where you got $1 million on the line for the welterweight tournament, and MVP is now taking on Douglas Lima coming up on Saturday. This is probably his biggest test. What do you think this is going to show for MVP as far as a step up in competition? Because obviously he's one of your most hyped fighters. He is dynamic with the highlights that he can bring and the knockouts that he can bring and the personality. But this seems like a next level step up for him.
Yeah, and you know what? When you think about the people in the chatter, I mean, they think of Michael as a guy that's doesn't have a chance. This is his hardest test to date. But let me tell you, a guy that's 14-0 in the cage, he's a winner, and he's going to be out there to win. And his style is so awkward because it's a karate style, and I don't think Douglas has fought a lot of guys with that style. And in this sport, because the gloves are so small and you can, strike with so many different weapons, like elbows, your knees, it's just different. And one punch, one kick, one knee could change the whole outcome of the fight. So this is something that Douglas, I hope that he has had the proper training and the sparring partners to fight this kind of style. And Michael is one of our biggest stars. And, to me, it's the beauty of the tournament is like, hey, let's get all these guys into the same room and let's have a single elimination match until we get to the finals. And this is definitely Michael's biggest test, but don't underestimate that kid because, 14 other people have done it and he's come out victorious. And at the end of the day, it's, 50 Cent's going to give out $1 million, and that's a lot of money to fight for. So they're out there and they're going to be slinging it.
Another guy who I'm very excited to see on this card is AJ McKee, and he said after his last bout that he wanted to be the Floyd Mayweather of mixed martial arts. And super talented, Scott. Like, this guy looks like he's got all the tools. He's also stepping up in competition. But in your opinion, a guy who has discovered a lot of stars, what do you think is that secret sauce, and what would it take for AJ to hit that next level as far as people recognizing him and him wanting to get to those high aspirations that he has for himself?
Yeah, AJ's a kid that I actually found at an event that Quentin Jackson was promoting. He was promoting an amateur show in L.A., I want to say 4 years ago, and AJ won his fight. He's very impressive. I talked to his dad, which, you know, dad's been around a long time, been a very well-known fighter in the circuit. And I said, look, when AJ's ready to turn pro, we really want to sign him, and we did. And, you know, he's had some impressive victories, or you know, in the past couple of years for Bellator. He's got a record of 13-0. But he's fighting Pat Curran, and Pat's going to be a tough test for this kid because, you know, Pat is a guy that's fought everybody. I mean, everybody. So, you know, with a record of 23-7, he's got 30 fights. He was a former champion. And, you know, he's gonna bring it to AJ. AJ's going to be a guy that Pat looks at like, this is a young kid. I know that he wants to try to improve his life, sort of speak on Pat's name, but Pat's going to be out there, and this, I don't think that Pat is intimidated by AJ at all. And AJ is a young, you know, cocky kid that can bring it. So I think that this is going to be very interesting. And this is a fight that AJ could definitely move forward in his position if he can beat Pat.
We're talking to Scott Coker, president of Bellator. If I could swing a couple things locally, we're down here in Miami, Scott. Valerie Lareda, she made her debut recently and had a nice knockout debut, and had her in studio a couple weeks after that, and she's very passionate about wanting to be a big face for not only mixed martial arts but representing Miami in that sense. What did you think of her debut? What do you think her potential is for her career?
Yeah, she's amazing, and you know, I always love fighters that have like a martial arts background, and because that's my background too. So you know, when we talk shop, it's, you know, we can identify with the same types of training and the trials and tribulations of, you know, growing up being a martial artist, and her father's a teacher, her sister does martial arts. I mean, the whole family does it, and you know, she's just really been a pleasure to work with. But she had a great fight, the Mohegan Sun, in February, and we're looking forward to putting her, you know, back in the cage really soon. But, you know, it's going to be up to her. You know, this is a sport that, you know, you got to be on your game at all times in the cage, and I think she's very passionate about it, and I think she's going to train extremely hard, and we're going to give her some tests and see how she does. So we're excited for her, and we look forward to putting her back in the cage very soon.
There's no chibis with you, Scott. Like, you've been doing this with Aaron Pico or Kimbo Slice Jr. Like, you've been giving guys basically their whole MMA platform, like, right in front of them to start their career. They're not, like, doing it on the regional scene. They're doing it on this big stage that you give them. Is there ever any pause from you where you're like, man, I really love what the potential of this person is, but I maybe they need a little bit more cooking before you kind of throw them out to the world there? Because, you know, as you've seen with, like, Aaron Pico, he has all the talent in the world, and he looks like, when he puts it all together, he's going to be an absolute champion. But you get to see those mistakes, and it feels like, you know, people can turn on you very quickly.
Yeah, you know, Aaron Pico was a guy that came highly recruited, you know, out of his wrestling pedigree, and he was going for the, you know, the Olympics. And, you know, we actually were kind of sidelined for a couple of years as he's going for his Olympic bid. And, you know, we kept supporting him and you know, basically being there and making sure he's, you know, good and ready to go for the Olympics. And when he decided to, you know, make the switch to MMA, then, you know, we said, okay, well, you know, what kind of fight are we going to put him in? But let me tell you, the conversations we had with his management at the time, you know, were like, look, he's ready. This kid's ready to fight because he's, you know, had such a big wrestling background, and he was knocking out guys. I don't want to say who they are, but he's knocking out, you know, seasoned veterans in the gym over there. So they felt that he could, you know, take a big step up. So we said, okay, let's try it. And you know, it didn't work out for him. I think it was a good learning experience. And then he kind of got on a roll. And his last fight, same thing. You know, they wanted to take a step up, and you know, we said, okay. And you know, but these decisions are made, really, you know, at the end of the day, by the management and the athletes. So, you know, we're here as a facilitator of the show and the fights. But, you know, I know Aaron's going to be great, and I know that he will, you know, get back on his game. And, you know, we look forward to him fighting, I think, sometime in June or July. And, you know, he's going to be fine because he's a guy that even after he fights, he's back in that gym on Monday or Tuesday. Doesn't mean sparring, but he's out there, you know, just getting ready and training, and he was a student of the game, and he's going to get better and better. And now he's at another camp, with Greg Jackson and right. Winkle John in Albuquerque, so he's in good hands, and we're expecting great things from Aaron in the future.
One more before I get you out of here, Scott. A couple weeks ago, we had the UFC Mets' first return here in about, I think it was 4 years. Really awesome electric crowd, a lot of people really passionate about it. I know this has been kind of a touch-and-go market as far as MMA is concerned, but it really does feel like there's a turning with as many people that train down here and all the greats that train down here and just being as far as a culture in the sport. Do you think you will have any plans to return to South Florida anytime in the near future, or do you have any interest in that?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I mean, listen, everybody loves to go to Miami and would love to be there in Florida. And there's a lot of great support in the sense that there's so many great gyms down there, great teachers down there, great fighters down there. And really, it's just a matter of timing with the arenas and what's available and where we're going in our circuit. But, getting to Miami at some point, maybe at the end of this year or early next year, is definitely on the books.
Well, I have a great event this week, guys. It's available exclusively on DAZN. You know, it's $20 a month. They have a hell of a stack card if you're a combat fan. They just had Canelo. Got Anthony Josh coming up. Chael Sonnen's going to fight in a few weeks. So you get all that for basically one price in the span of 4 or 5 weeks is pretty awesome. So great card coming up this week. Scott Coker, thank you for the time. We're looking forward to it and hope to do it again down the line.
All right. Thank you very much.